and welcome to Seriously Though, all wine aside. My name is Charlie, and I like to think of myself as the host of this show. To my side, Brooke.
Hello.
You can say hi.
Hi.
And Sloane.
To your front.
To my front.
Hello.
We are three girls from Montreal, Quebec, getting drunk and talking about anything and everything. N'importe quoi qui nous passe par la tête. No?
Yeah.
Before we get started, I wanted to make a little tiny announcement to say that we have joined the Trending Network. Trending Network. He's not going to be very happy that I messed up his name.
Doesn't matter.
It's a podcasting website that hosts all kinds of shows like the Spanish Announce Table, Tunes Show, and Old School at the Movies, which I've been a part of myself a few times already.
Fun.
Yeah.
What's this Tunes Show? That sounds fun.
I know. So, let's begin, ladies.
Horrible cheer.
Yes,
these glasses.
These glasses are weird. Okay. Sloane, how about you talk about what wine we are drinking this week?
Well, the first one, my dear friend, that we are drinking.
Is it English?
It is a Chardonnay.
Oh, I love Chardonnay. That's why it's so delicious.
From Australia, and it's Lindemans.
You should have an Australian accent.
Okay. Yep.
Cheerio.
So, mates, it is Chardonnay 2014 from Australia.
What's it called?
It's from the Lindemans. I think it's called Bin 65.
Why does Australia always name their wines by bin? Have you guys noticed this?
Yeah, it's Bin 65.
Well, it's like if you said something like year 2014, no? Or like episode 5.
I'm just saying that Australian wines are bin.
Maybe you're right.
But we're also going
to
do...
Careful, it's all bin, eh?
I would like to say...
I don't like how you're tilting that thing. It's like...
we also have a second wine.
This is actually my favorite rosé ever. I discovered it last year and I love it. This is one of the rosés I buy almost every Saturday. It's Baron Herzog.
Baron Herzog.
My favorite.
So don't worry if you didn't hear the names. We'll put it in the show notes because I definitely didn't understand what the hell we're drinking.
Which, by the way, I had a hard time finding our show notes last episode.
You know why?
Why?
Because I didn't post them.
No! Okay, so I'm not as dumb as I thought I was. No. Okay.
I'm going to do it.
Thank you for the refill.
I had a lot of trouble posting the second episode last time.
Which sounded great. I don't know if any listeners have been with us since the first episode.
But we get better.
If they have. The second episode sounded so good.
Yeah, I know. The second episode is definitely my
favorite.
And it was so
professional.
It's definitely my favorite out of two.
We were really funny.
We were really funny.
The fact that I was laughing at us, I think proves we were funny. Like, the fact that you can laugh at ourselves.
I was folding laundry. Laughing.
I was bent over. I would thought we were so funny.
I'm sure it's because of Angela.
Angela made our episode. Can we have Angela guest star? Yeah, we need Angela to join us one day.
Angela's, like, also the best audience. She laughs at everything.
Oh, the actual Angela.
Not Angela, my computer.
Oh, you thought we were going to make the computer on the show?
I was going to say. I was going to say she's going to come on the show and be like, beep, 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 beep.
You can have both Angelas on.
Okay, if you guys don't understand what we're talking about, you should go back to episode 2 and listen.
Yes, absolutely.
That's all we're going to say to make you listen.
So how's your week? Tell me stories, eh?
Well, I had my fundraiser, for starters.
Oh, yeah. Tell people about this fundraiser, because they have no idea what this is, because I cut it out of the last podcast.
I know. So I work for a company who supports the 24 Hours of Tremblant, which is a foundation that helps disabled or unprivileged kids. Let's just put it that way. And we were trying to look for events to raise money, and I organized a singles auction selling off 10 girls and 10 guys last Wednesday.
Selling them.
Selling.
I sold them all.
Making myself a pimp, pretty much. It was quite the event, and we did it in like two batches. So the first batch was, I think, 6:30. We started selling the guys, because we thought the girls were going to be more willing and
spend more money.
Yeah, but they were actually pretty reserved, and then the girls came on, and then they weren't like all wild and crazy. And then we stopped for maybe half an hour, and all of a sudden everybody was wasted. and then
they threw money at you.
And they threw us money. Like, it was ridiculous. So we raised a total of $1,600.
Wow.
Which is pretty good. Yeah. Really, really good. And I mean, people were just going crazy. It was fun. It was so much fun.
And you were the host, right? So you were on stage.
I was the host with my colleague and friend that I will not name, but who is very good.
What else did you do?
It was M for Montreal in Montreal all over the weekend. So
it was M for Montreal in Montreal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Hopefully not M for Montreal.
The hell is that? Huh? What is this M for Montreal?
You guys don't know what M for Montreal is?
I actually have no idea.
It's like a big music festival that goes on in all the...
It's not that big.
We don't know about it.
Well, no, it's pretty big. It's like in every venue of Montreal is a show that part of M for Montreal is pretty much just a whole bunch of bands from around the world that come, and bands from Montreal, obviously, and they just play, and it's really, really fun. And I had a media pass. Hey.
Nice.
So I could go to like any show that I wanted, and it was really good.
I saw your Instagram feed about it.
Yeah. And I have to say, July Talk is a band that is absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. Write that down. July Talk.
Show notes.
They're really good.
Paper noises.
Pretty much like a guy and a girl singing, and the guy has this like super raspy low voice, and the girl has like this cute little tiny sweet voice.
I have to say, I really, really like it when males sound like males and females sound like females. When you said like the guy had a really deep voice and the
Sorry, did I cut you off there?
With my little sign language. I just wanted to say because that's actually a pet peeve of mine when like
when people sign you.
No, when guys like overdo falsetto. So I love the fact about this July Talk that the guy has a man voice and the girl has a cute woman voice.
But it works really well together, and they're so cute together. And there's obviously other members in this band, and we met them afterwards, and they're the sweetest people. Oh my god. I love you. So that was that.
We really need to get out more, Charlie.
I know.
We have no idea what this is.
Tell me about it. I've been saying that forever. So, Brooke, what you been up to? Mom?
Exactly. Taking care of a child. Mm-hmm. Actually, not much. Work has been really, really busy. So I haven't gotten out much, obviously. This is why I don't know what this M for Montreal is.
Tell Sloan your story about the
What the
thing
fuck?
That you literally just called me about.
Okay. So yeah, this is exactly what I do all week. Homework with my daughter. And this is actually great because people know what I'm talking about because it's Montreal. So my daughter, we speak English at home. My daughter goes to a French immersion school.
Mm-hmm.
So all of her work's in French. And as much as I like to consider myself bilingual, I am more Anglophone and do have some trouble sometimes in French. So thank God for Google Translate. So anyways, my whole point of this is...
I think you're the only person in the world that says, thank God for Google Translate.
It has saved my butt so many times. It's also made me look like a fool a few times, but it has saved my butt.
They actually got better in the last year.
Yeah, they do. They did get better, but it's still
no,
a French person. A French person has to still look it over. Wow, I can't speak today.
Speaking of Google Translate and fresh person, there's actually
there's a link.
Wait,
there is a link.
Let's try to guess this link.
If you go on YouTube, there's this group of people that took the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air song
and put it in French,
ran it through Google Translate in every language possible, then brought it back into English, and the words make absolutely no sense.
Oh,
and
my
it's
God.
Hilarious. They actually go, like, they do it like one or two languages, bring it back, and then they do all the languages. It's absolutely hilarious. If you have a chance to check it out, it's really, really funny. I suggest doing it. But anyways, all this to say, my daughter has learned a new sound, a new syllable in school.
How old is your daughter?
She's going to be 7. So she's in grade 1.
Learning to write.
So this is the first year where she's really learning and everything. So she's learning this new syllable. It's en, A-N, like in orange. That's the reference they use. En comme dans orange. So the new syllable they're learning. So she brings home this book today.
Orange? Is that what made you laugh?
She brings home this book today that she's supposed to use this paper with all these new syllables on to help her read. And the word is panneau, which has an A-N in it, but it's not pronounced en.
Because there's two N's.
That's what I said to her. But I still had a hell of a time trying to explain to this little girl why this is, like, the exception. But why would they teach her this new syllable and the same day give her a book with the exception in it? You know what I mean?
But it's
thinking
not that
about
much
it,
of an exception.
It is when
there
you're
are other words.
It's actually not because there's an N afterwards. It's the fact that the en is separated within two syllables.
It's
right.
Because there are two N's, though.
No, yes.
That's what I had said to her.
Because it's pa, no. Right?
Yeah.
But the A belongs to the P, not to the N.
Yeah, but let's say it's pantoufle. There's like an M.
Well, yeah, but the syllable is pan.
But that's it. But it could have been pain if there wasn't another true. N after that, is what I mean.
Oh, okay.
So it's so really it because is the syllable. Two N's.
Yeah. We're both right, basically.
Either way, it is very complicated. Yeah. I don't know why Charlie wanted me to tell this story, but it's a very frustrating, complicated
that's
situation.
That's the world in Montreal. What it the is. Hell? It's
the exceptions,
what we have to
the
do.
Bilingualism.
I liked it better when we were like, story.
That sounded like a really interesting story. Like, it wasn't that interesting.
This is getting dirty.
No, we're talking about grade one syllables.
Oh. You know what happened to me this week, too?
Hey, we're done with you.
I'm sorry.
No, you can still do it.
Okay, so after the singles auction, I went to see a show. And then after that, we just took a cab, my friend and I, to go back home. And I was trying to get into the cab, and it was at a red light, and the cab was there. So I opened the door, and the light turns green. And I started...
As you're...
Yeah.
Okay.
And I started putting my leg in the cab, and the cab drove off because there's someone in the back that honked.
So then
I...
got nervous?
I fell, and my friend's just like, oh my god! And like, screaming in the streets.
Out of the cab or in the cab?
I fell out of the cab. I only had like half a leg in there.
What?
And then there's people in the back honking, and I was like... And I was a bit drunk, and I'm like, ha ha ha! Like, I'm on the ground. What
my
else?
God, was your cab driver drunk?
Wow.
No,
no,
that
no.
was a weird
and then...
I don't know. Maybe it's the way I'm sitting that I can't talk.
It's affecting your tongue.
I don't know what's happening.
So anyways, and then finally he's like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. Like, I never saw you. Blah, blah, blah. The whole thing. And I'm like, it's all good. It's all
never
good.
Never saw you. Didn't he stop for you? Oh, did he stop at the red light and you just like jumped in the cab?
I opened the door and then the light turned green.
Yeah, but did he know that you were opening the door, dummy? Did you just say, hey, look, a cab. I need a cab. Let's go in the cab.
He never like...
Well, yeah, but still.
Made eye
you
contact
opened
the
door. Honestly, it was like minus 30 degrees that day. Like, don't you feel a breeze? And the girl being like, ah, hello, there's a cab.
Watch, it wasn't even a cab.
So he...
It's just some guy's car. She didn't realize because she was too drunk. That's why he took off.
That happened once to me. Yeah, okay, go.
That happened to me too. Mm. And then, so the cab started going off and then I fell. He's still sorry. And my friend's freaking out. She's like, oh my God. Like in the street screaming like a hysteric person. And then the guy stops. He's like, oh shit, I never saw you. I never saw you. Oh my God. I'm like, it's all good. Get in the cab.
Oh, he stopped.
But yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, and at that point, he kind of had to take her, right?
He was like dragging me with him.
And then
SpongeBob Montola with like one leg in. And then I get in and I'm like, I don't have any cash on me. I just have like credit or debit. Do you take that? And he's like, no, I don't. I'm like, fuck. Like, all this for nothing. Oh. So then I get out and I'm like, I tell my friend, how did he not feel the breeze when I opened the door? Like,
was he playing music or something?
No.
Maybe?
He felt super bad. I'm like, I don't care. I'm good. Blah, blah, blah. And then as I walked out and we turned the corner and we're like, okay, we'll just walk home. Like, fuck off, because we weren't that far anyway. I kind of realized I could have died under the cab, you know, because I fell in a really weird position. If he hadn't stopped,
it right. ended really bad.
Yeah, it could have ended really bad.
Or something behind
I think
it,
exactly. The mm-hmm. person behind you could have totally
That's
killed
it.
You.
That's it. So then I kind of realized, like, holy shit, I could have died, you know? But, oh, well, whatever, I'm good, you know? And then the cab turns, and he's like, honestly, I feel really bad. Just hop in the cab, I'll drive you home for free. And I'm like, this is a win. Like, yes! So I was really awesome. Happy, like, almost getting killed and getting a free cab ride.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Evens out.
So, can I tell you guys what happened to me?
Yeah,
because I have two funny stories.
Okay.
So, I tried acupuncture for the first time
Holy
in my
shit.
Life.
What for?
For headache. I have like these weird pressure headaches sometimes, and I was like, you know, nothing else is helping. Let me just go to acupuncture and I'll just try to. Plus, I always wanted to try to see, like, figure out what the science is behind this. Like,
yeah.
why does it make me feel better if you stick a bunch of needles in me?
And heat them up.
So I go, and I'm terrified of needles.
Are you?
Let me just
these
mention
aren't,
that.
These aren't needles, though. These are pins. I've had acupuncture too, and it's not a needle. I don't like needles. These are not needles. They're pins.
I agree. Okay. So, but at this point, I didn't know, right?
Okay.
So I go there, she's like sitting me down. She's like, okay, what do you need? Blah, blah, blah. What's these problems that you have? She's telling me what? Your mouth is open.
I feel like if you're afraid of needles, I would have tried like
Natsopatsy
or like something else.
No, I'm
first.
The type of person that fear, in quotes, will never stop me. Like, I'm scared of something. Like, I'm terrified. Terrified, pee in my pants, terrified planes. But I still go on trips.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't stop myself for the off chance that I might die.
I didn't know that you were afraid of...
I said off chance.
The off chance you might die.
Well, you know, so in my mind, I'm going to die of a plane crash, but I'm still going because I want
to
go.
But it's a good
places.
Way to go, I find. You're like on vacation or hopefully coming back, like you went on your vacation.
Yeah, you're not coming back. There, yeah.
No, it's not a good way to go. It's probably the worst 20 seconds in your life.
Yeah, but it's 20 seconds. It's not fucking 6 months of,
It's true. Yeah, that's true. Plus, to be completely honest, like totally off subject here, if I did crash, I'd probably be like, okay. I think it's the fear of it happening.
Yeah, but when it's happening, what can you do?
Yeah, exactly. At that point, I'm sure I'll be like, oh boy.
Let me make me. Who's the cute one in this plane that I can make out with?
Of course, Sloan goes to that.
Well, if I'm going to die, I might as well die with a penis in me. You know?
You said made out.
And all of a sudden she has a penis in her. How fast do you work that you could do it while your plane is crashing?
in case of emergency, act with urgency.
Insert penis here.
Get that tattooed on you.
Oh, that's absolutely terrible. Oh, I have to see that in my lifetime. Okay, the tattoo, not the oh boy.
Okay.
Oh, we're good. So let me go back to my acupuncture story. I went and I was like telling the girl, well, you know, just let you know, I'm scared. It's fine.
Chill.
Yeah. So she's like, okay, well, tell me what you want. This is my Chinese accent. I suck at it. Anyway, so I say, okay, fuck it. I'm just going to do it. So she puts me on this table and she starts inserting these needles. She puts one right in between my eyes.
Oh,
she
like
puts,
on your face.
Yeah, on my face, like right here in between my two eyeballs. And then she puts like 7 in my skull. Like on top of my head.
Oh my God.
She puts 2 in like the bridge between the
thumb and the index.
Thumb and the index.
Apparently. But that's a known acupuncture. Like when you have headaches, you're supposed to massage.
Massage it. I was gonna say you even massage it, not only.
Yeah, and she put 2 in the top of my big toe. And she put some in my knees. So it was the
funniest
thing.
You don't
want
to move.
No. So she goes, okay. And she covers my feet with the needles like there pointing up. And she puts a cover on it. And she's like, okay. I'll be back in 40 minutes. And I'm like, what? Can I move? She's like, do you have to cover my feet like that? I was afraid I was going to like move the needle and like break my foot apart. I don't know what I was thinking. But I was like, do you have to put the... Yes, I have to keep it there. Okay, she leaves. I'm like there, standing there. Oh my God, I don't want to move for like 40 minutes. She's like, are you okay? I guess I was freaking out too much or something. She's like, are you okay? Are you comfortable? And I'm like, I feel like I want to move. Can I move? She's like, you can move a little. But not too much. And I'm like, oh God. Anyway, so she leaves.
Your accent's killing me.
Don't judge me. So I'm standing here, like, she's like, do you want music on? Yes, okay, put music. So,
yeah, the spa like, music.
Spa music. So all this time, I'm lying in this bed, and I feel like my left hand, like that one that's in the middle here, between my thumb and my index, and it's killing. Like, it hurts. My hand is going numb.
My God.
Yeah, like, going numb. I feel like everything else is like little things of... electricity.
Oh, like little shocks.
Little shocks everywhere, you know? And I'm like, wow, this is fucking working. I don't know what the fuck is doing, but something's happening.
That didn't happen when I had it done.
It's the weirdest thing. So it's like little tiny shocks, you know? But the my hand was killer. 10 minutes in, she comes back and she comes and just like flicks every needle just to like get the energy out or something, I figure. Like,
fuck
I don't know,
with
she
your mind.
Yeah, fuck with my mind. I don't know. She's like started like twitching everything and I'm like, oh my God, what's she doing? And she flicked the one on my hand, and I was like, it hurts. And I'm like, I'm sorry, miss, but this one's really, really hurting. Like, my hand is completely numb. Is it normal? And she goes, it's normal. And I'm like, it doesn't feel very normal. Like, I'm like, the other one is numb, but not the same numb as this one. I was like, are you sure? Can you redo it? Because I don't feel okay. And she's like, normal. And I'm like, okay, and she leaves. And I'm like, oh my God, okay, fine, it's normal. She knows, right? She's been doing this for I don't know how many years.
Yeah, but you don't know where her degree comes from.
Oh, right.
Right.
But I've never done...
If she has one.
If she has one. But I've never done acupuncture, right? So I figure, okay, maybe it is normal. She comes back after 45 minutes, and she finally, like, takes off all these things, whatever. And I feel great. I was like, what the hell? This is the fucking weirdest thing.
Really?
I, for the first time ever, like, my head is, like, feeling okay. Like, it actually fits in my skull. So, like, so I go home. That night, my hand was dead. It hurt so much. I actually even called the girl and I'm like, I have to speak to my acupuncturist, please. Because I just came there and my hand is killing me. And she's like, oh, what's wrong? And I'm like, my hand is killing me. Remember when I told you that my hand was going numb? Well, now I'm supposed to work today. I can't hold my camera. I need to work. This is not right. It's not supposed to be this way. And she's like, oh, I've been doing this for 20 years. I've never heard this before. And I'm like, you're not making me feel better.
I still hurt.
And she's like, I don't know. I've never heard this happen before. Because it's supposed to go numb, but then it's all good, all okay. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do? She's like, well, you can come in and I'll get the massage therapist to massage you tomorrow. And I'm like, well, what about tonight? Like, something has to go. And she's like, ah, I don't know.
Find a solution, lady.
Well, that's how my experience went.
And that was that's the end of the story?
Yeah. So, did you go back?
I didn't go back because I figured, fuck it. Like, what am I going to do? So I massaged myself, you know, like the entire night. I was massaging myself. I was massaging my forearm, my hand. It was killing me. I put like compress for like five hours.
Yeah.
Like ice and hot and ice. And I kept switching and everything. The next day was tiny, tiny, tiny bit better. So I was like, okay, it must be getting better. It took like 3 days basically for it to like get better. But she kind of like broke my hand. My hand, I couldn't hold anything. It was terrifying. But now it's okay, so I'll go back.
But how are your headaches?
I think okay.
I was so upset about my hand, I have no idea how my head is.
Exactly. Maybe that was the whole idea.
There we go.
It was like, she's fuck up your hand so you don't think about your headaches anymore.
Ta-da! Works. I've actually had acupuncture done before when I was in the hospital after I had my daughter. I had it done for two things. One of the things worked, the other thing did not.
Well, it didn't work.
I had it done because when I was on, I had a C-section done. When I was on the table, I think just because I was so stressed out and tense, I had hurt my shoulder. And there just happened to be student acupuncturists in the...
Students
in the hospital. So they offered it to me for free for my shoulder. And I was also very congested at the time for two reasons. One, I had a cold. And two, I reacted bad to the spinal and it caused me to be even more congested.
Ew.
Anyways, either way, I was really, really
congested. You made a face there. Is that what happened?
I was under drugs. Or the spinal made my nose really itchy. So I had to keep scratching. I think that's what it was. The spinal made my nose really itchy. So I had to keep rubbing it. So my nose was super red. But I was also congested because I was sick. That's what it was.
Oh, okay.
So they noticed my nose was red. So they're like, oh, do you have a cold? And I was like, yeah, I'm really congested.
Let me stick a bunch of needles in you.
Yeah. So they're like, okay, well, we'll do the acupuncture for your shoulder and to open your sinuses, like to decongest you. And it completely opened my nose. Like I was able to breathe after fine, but it did nothing for my shoulder.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah,
I'll say my other story very, 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 very fast because we're running late already.
Okay.
My tenant upstairs is having trouble with his windows. I don't know what happened. He like breaks everything. So he breaks everything in my house. So anyway. Yeah. So I called the repair guy and I said, hey, my tenant, blah, blah, needs repairs. Can you send the guy to see what needs to be done and then give me a quote? So he's like, yeah, no problem. So the next morning they send somebody. So I hear the people go upstairs and they go check the window, blah, blah, blah. And I'm here in my house. I work from home. So I'm like in my pajamas. I had an appointment. So I was like, okay, well, let me get ready. So took a shower, got dressed and everything. As soon as I finished brushing my hair, I hear a doorbell. Oh, the guy, repair guy wants to come here and see me. God damn it. So I open the door. Hello. The guy was actually pretty cute.
I was like, that sounded like he was hot.
Yeah. So I open the door and I'm like, wow, thank God I washed myself. Thank God I fucking took a shower, this guy.
And you're not like in your pajamas.
Disgusting pajamas and like look like shit like I just woke up 5 minutes ago, which I had. So I'm like talking to this guy and he's like, yeah, I need to come and check if you have any windows that are broken. I'm like, sure. Except I'm thinking, damn, I didn't clean my house today. So I told him no. I didn't want to embarrass myself in front of this guy. So my dogs are bitching at this point, and I go, okay, do you like dogs? Because please, I have to let them in.
Please come in.
So he's like, yes, yes, absolutely. So I let in my dogs. They run up to him, and he like steals my heart. He like bends down.
God.
He bends down and starts playing with my dogs, and I'm like, you fucking asshole.
Asshole?
How dare
you're
you be nice?
Me like you.
How dare you be nice to my puppies? Anyways.
And then what happened?
Nothing.
That was it.
So
he left?
After
he played with the dog, stole your heart, and then walked away?
Yeah, pretty much. Story of my life. So basically, he's telling me, okay, well,
that's like limit dirty.
So for a half a second, I was like, oh my God, if this was a porno.
This would have went really well.
But it's not. This is real life and sucked. So he gave me the quote. He said, give me money.
Is his name on the quote?
No, it's the company name. He said, I'll call you next week and then we'll come and bring the pieces. So I'm hoping that it's going to be him that's going to come back.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Hell nice.
Or just call the company and say, could you send that same guy? Because he was really good.
Because what?
He was really good.
He was really good.
Yeah, he was actually a moron. But he was hot, so it doesn't matter.
He was really good and he forgot to spank me.
He forgot to spank me. You're going to have to send him back. Oh my God, I love that.
Because all your employees come and they spank me.
I think.
This one left before.
I think the few listeners that we have at the moment would agree that you should call the company right now and request that.
Yeah.
Right now.
For a spanking?
Yes.
Okay.
Right now. Do it.
Right now.
Yes.
Like.
Everyone would love to hear that.
Hello. I would just like to request a spanking.
You know the address.
He left his job unfinished.
So yeah, so that was my exciting man story of the week.
Man story.
That's good because
we should all have man stories. Well, you guys have like exciting man stories. I have like
kid stories.
Put my shirt back on. Excuse me.
let me put my clothes on.
It got really hot here for a minute.
Hot story.
Yeah, exactly. Jeez.
Jeez,
got hot here for a minute.
No, but what are you going to do? Wait, spanking once and she takes off her shirt.
I'm not comfortable with just leaving the situation as is.
Like, I want to know what your game plan is.
Yeah.
So the reason why he didn't get into my house as he was taking off his shoes.
I thought you were going to say shirt. I was like, go on.
Me too.
Yes.
As if he's taking off his shoes.
Is that how it is?
Yes, I was drinking.
What a letdown, Jesus.
So he tells me, do you have any windows? And I said, yes, I have.
Do you have any windows?
Let me start over.
One for you.
You guys, do you have any window?
I live in a cave.
He says, do you have any windows that are broken that you need me to take a look at? And I said, yes. And as I'm saying yes, my face changed. I do have, though. I have two windows that are broken.
Broke one, so
imagine.
Okay.
No. As I said yes, my face changed and he noticed and he's what? And I'm like, my house is a mess. I don't want you to see it. And he laughs and he's like starting to take off his shoes. And as he's taking off his shoes, he goes, but if you have the ones that go up and down, I don't have the pieces for it. And I'm like, that's what I have. Put on your shoes back. I don't want you to see my house.
I was serious about you not coming in.
So he puts his shoes back on and I'm like, oh, how come you don't have the pieces? Because I've been looking for pieces for like 3 years and my windows are freaking broken. Like I would like to get them fixed eventually. And he's like, oh, I don't know, blah, blah, whatever. Telling me the freaking story about the pieces. And I'm like, you know, it's so hard when you're single.
Had to throw that in there.
I had to mention it somehow. I jumped at the occasion.
Did he have a ring? I'm assuming
so
he
proud
didn't.
Of you.
So yeah, so I mentioned the fact that I was single. I mentioned the fact that I live by myself, and that's how we left AD. And
hopefully, he's not a fucking rapist because he's gonna come by your house.
I think Charlie's thinking. I'm hoping he is.
Wait, but he's good looking though. It doesn't work.
Rape me.
It becomes consensual.
There's a fine line between rape and fantasy.
That's right.
That's horrible. So,
no, but
I get what you mean,
right?
Though.
Yeah.
There's like
some people like
find
the playful.
That
the playful. Obviously, if it happened for real, they'd probably freak out and obviously not be okay with it. But some people like the roughness of it. Anyway,
I've obviously
off subject here.
Yeah, I kind of went.
We're talking about me and my repair guy. If I get in rape, what's happening here?
Fingers crossed.
But my question is, what's your game plan? Like, when he comes back, what are you going to do?
But he's not going to come back. He's only the le gars d'estimation. He's not a repair guy.
But if he does.
But what if...
What if he does?
What if I smash a window?
In the
We need another estimate.
In the off chance that he does come back, I'll do something, but he won't. I know he won't. Only thing he does, that's why I'm like, he's probably a moron. Because the only thing he does is goes up to the window and be like, I think you need this piece.
Whoa, how do you get that job? I need that job.
Yeah. I don't know.
That sounds pretty brainless.
It's probably like the sun's...
Yeah, but maybe he does that during the day, but at night he's like a poet.
Gigolo?
He's a poet?
I don't know.
He's a poet.
Like some type of artsy stuff, you know? Something that would like compel you. And
yeah. But anyways, it made my day. It was funny.
Maybe he's a dog walker too. It's part-time.
Be fabulous. He has a dog actually, he told me.
What kind of dog?
Because we got this close.
And you don't know what his name is? Like, I can't believe it's not on the estimate.
It might be on the... No, I don't think it's...
Sometimes they write their name because you can tell, hey, this guy came by.
So it probably is an estimate. I don't know. Check bien son nom, c'est Jean-Georges. Dégalasse, là.
Oh, but I don't know. I would try to...
We apologize to all the Jean-Georges out there.
I don't think that exists.
You have to go look, right?
Where are you
going?
I'm going to go find that estimate.
Oh, the estimate. Good idea.
I mean, we could, like, look for him on Facebook.
Ooh, we could Facebook stalk him.
And then we'd be like, oh, he has a girlfriend. You forget it.
That means nothing.
Okay, so I got the estimate here from Basco. That's the company name. Signature du technicien.
Can you read it?
CM. CM. He, like, made it on purpose to sign not his name. It'd be like, this girl seems weird.
Is it a C or
telling
an A?
Me she's single.
That may be an A.
Yeah, no I name. Think that's AM.
There's no name on there.
Oh, I hope it's thought of another story that
happened. Like André Martineau, gentil.
Oh!
Nice! I thought about André too.
André, that's
must
good.
Be it, since we both guessed it.
Or Alexandre.
Alexandre.
Oh, he did actually look like an Alexandre. Because I'm going to.
Alexandre Martineau?
Je vais me finir là-dessus.
Google that.
La bitch juste à côté. Alexandre.
Oh, we're looking them up.
Martineau.
We have initials. This is what we're going off with initials?
I don't know. If that's his name, but there's an Alexandre Martineau here that's a...
That looks like him?
It's un pompier. I like it.
Un pompier?
Firefighter.
Yeah, this guy's an estimate for windows. He's not a firefighter.
Yeah, but why not go for a firefighter?
Let's just take the firefighter. He might even be better.
My God, do you imagine if it was like...
Oh, he's
no, that's not him.
So we're randomly stalking some dude online. Yeah. What if this guy's listening to us? We can only hope.
There's no way. Where's Alexandre Martineau live? Like, c'est sûr qu'il habite à Joliette, là, t'sais.
Okay, wait. Let's see where he lives. Okay. Just, like, randomly stalk this person.
Hey, shout out to Alexandre Martineau, le pompier de... De?
I would love to listen to this. Or anyone who knows this guy.
De? Et ça me le dit pas.
We should have a segment every week where we just randomly find somebody on Facebook and talk about them.
Oh, my God. That'd be hilarious.
Hope we find them.
Oh, we're doing that. Write that down.
Write that down on our list of things to do.
Ça me dit rien. Alexandre Martineau, he studied at l'Académie des Pompiers, la page officielle.
Seriously, I don't think you should be...
Oh, check, il y a une petite cover page là,
mm-hmm.
qui dit secteur des Outaouais.
De l'Outaouais?
Ouais.
See, I knew it wasn't going to be...
He's Montreal, no.
Is he really cute though? He must be like a bit douchey.
Yeah, he looks a little... Douchey. I saw Martino, we're gonna move on.
Can you imagine one day we find one that's really cute and then we're like, hey, if you listen to our podcast, we talked about you. You're on Facebook, you put yourself out there.
You'll never find us.
You don't know where we live.
I don't know where we live. Okay, so you had a story.
What happened this week? Okay,
one last story, and then we have to talk about the subject of the week, man.
Okay. So now I have two stories I have to choose from. Okay, do you guys want to hear about poker and chocolate or a new assistant that thought she met my boyfriend?
Poker and chocolate?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't care about your assistant's boyfriend, unless she accidentally slept with him.
No, but she, like, kind of implied that she met him in a club, and I'm like, that's impossible. I usually know who he is. And she was like...
Did you talk to him about it?
No, I didn't have to. Oh. It was just this girl that... It was, like, the first time I'd ever met her. She's this new girl that...
It's a good thing we asked for a poker and chocolate, right?
That's okay, my fault, though. That's my fault.
Okay, I'm gonna move on from this.
Okay, so poker and chocolate.
So poker and chocolate. So...
Tap.
My...
The only one missing.
Tom... My boyfriend, that's what we're going to call him, Tom.
Yeah.
Bought a chocolate. And something you have to understand about how chocolate bars go down in my house.
What an exciting life.
Yes. He bought a chocolate bar!
I am my mother. My life doesn't get much more exciting than chocolate bars. This chocolate bar had cookies in it, though. That's pretty exciting. Like cookies, nuts, and toffee. Anyways, my whole point of saying this is, I've had this conversation with you. When there's something that I love, like bacon, or chocolate, or coffee, and it's there, I have to eat it or drink it really fast, because I can't risk something happening. And we've had this conversation
at IKEA. Yeah, because I keep everything at the end.
You ate your bacon at the end. We went for breakfast. She ate her bacon at the end. I ate my bacon at first. And my whole reasoning for that was, what if something happens that prevents me from eating the bacon later on? I have to eat it right away.
And I said, there's nothing more important than bacon. You'll
exactly.
just stay.
No, because what? Okay. And what I should have done that moment was taken your bacon and shoved it in my mouth to prove my point. Okay.
That would have been excellent.
And then I would have killed you.
But my point was, anything could have happened that and you could have lost your bacon. You should have eaten it right away. So anyways,
we had this conversation for real.
So I do this with everything. If there's chocolate at the house, fuck, let me eat it. It's there. I'm not gonna wait and fucking somebody else eat it. But Tom will wait like 3 fucking weeks until he really wants this chocolate. So we have this argument all the time where I'm like, well, if you're not gonna fucking eat it, let me eat the chocolate.
But he wants it available when he needs it.
Right. So this happened about this chocolate. There's this chocolate bar, and I'm like, I want the chocolate bar. And he's like, you're not having the chocolate bar. So finally he goes, I'll play you in poker for it. This was Thursday night. So I was like, all right, I want this chocolate bar. Let's play poker.
You do have an exciting life.
I do. We play poker for chocolate bars. So, and he's really good at poker. He plays poker every Friday night. So he's really good at poker. I used to play poker pre-child. I don't anymore. So because of this, he was kicking my ass in poker. And I kept pulling the, but it's like, you don't want to play with me? Like, you're purposely beating me. So he kind of, like, kept letting me win a little bit.
Play the woman card.
Right. So anyways, we're up until, like, 3 o'clock in the morning on a school night playing poker. He won. He shared me the fucking chocolate anyways.
He shared?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good boyfriend.
Why the fuck were we up till 3 o'clock in the morning playing poker then?
Because he wanted to spend time with you.
Really? Because he was really tired the next day.
Oh, well, that's okay. That's a side...
That's okay. But all that to say, I don't understand people who are okay, which is pretty much everyone but me. If something's there and you want it, take it.
No, but we don't want it. That's the problem.
Well, then give it to me if you don't want it. Because I want it.
I used to have this... I used to have this fight with my boyfriend all the time.
So this is a normal couple thing?
I guess. Because I used to leave things in the freezer, like my ice cream was in the freezer for a long time, or I would leave like a chocolate bar in there or something, but I want it when I want it. Like, don't fucking eat it. And he would always eat it!
But it's gonna go bad eventually. Like, just fucking let him eat it and buy another one.
Calm down. It's gonna go bad in like a year.
No.
Chocolate bar?
A chocolate bar?
I mean, I can't say anything. My ex-boyfriend and I never fought over food. Like, ever. We would just, like, eat together and be happy together eating the same food.
Oh, well, that sounds boring. Shared.
Jeez, what an exciting life you have.
Well, we fought over other things.
No, but I always had that because there's sometimes that you can pass it. And there's sometimes that you really want that chocolate bar.
And when you really want it, you should eat it right away.
No, when you really want it, which isn't today, it might be tomorrow, I want it there ready for me.
You have a lot of faith in, like, nothing interrupting plans.
But how about
let anything interrupt me. But it's my life.
You don't have control over everything, though.
I do.
You don't.
Like what?
Oh, your fridge right now lost power, everything melted, lost your ice cream. Then what? No more ice cream.
You eat it then.
What if you only realize it tomorrow and it's that gross?
Just buy new
gross
one.
Gross melted ice
it's
cream.
Not a big deal.
We all know how much you love gross melted ice cream. Don't you love melted ice cream? Come on, Charlie. Melted ice cream. Exactly. Eat your ice cream now. Eat it today.
You suck.
How about you just buy 2 chocolate bars so then he gets to eat one?
No, he already had his chocolate bar. I always buy everything in double because of the fact that he eats everything.
Yeah, I've already had my share. But if you're not going to eat your share right away and I want your share, give me a fucking share.
That's selfish.
It's not selfish. Perfect example. I think it was like 2 nights ago. It was like the day after the whole poker thing. We had donuts. 4 donuts. He had 2. I had 1. So the last one was mine.
Right.
And he kept, are you gonna eat that donut? And I wasn't. I had no plans on eating it.
I would have given
it to him. But out of principle, because he wouldn't give me the donut if the roles were reversed, I was like, no, I'm actually just going to leave it there until it goes bad and throw it out. And he didn't get my point.
Well, then you were just a bitch then.
Seriously. That's a pretty bitchy move.
No.
There are people dying of hunger in Africa.
Look, I let him eat half the donut, okay?
Well, see, I would have left it there because I would have said maybe I want it later in an hour or tomorrow.
And yeah, so and I'll I could it. Have. But my whole thing, yes, maybe I would have wanted it tomorrow. But for me, I don't care. If I wanted the donut tomorrow, I'll go tomorrow and buy another donut. For tonight, if you want the donut, I'll let you eat the donut. And I wouldn't have that situation, like I said, out of principle. But without principle involved, you can have my 3rd donut.
But you can't have mine, because I want it.
That means you can't have my 3rd donut, even though...
That's fine. It's okay, because I don't want your fucking donut.
Well, maybe one day you do, because Tom wanted my donut that night. Wanted my donut. That's
How about...
In case of emergency.
I think this is the perfect time to move on to our subject
of the
week.
Yes, I agree.
I'm like, what is happening with the donuts?
If you guys agree with either me or Brooke... Please tweet us.
Yes, I would like to know who's on my side.
Wait, are you the type of person that leaves the good stuff till the end? Or do you eat it right away for fear of the apocalypse happening?
Or do you just not care and agree with me?
Or do you...
agree with Sloan and not give a fuck?
Perfect match, guys. This is perfect.
It's true. You gotta have one of everything.
There you go. So who do you agree with? Who should win?
Sloan! What's that song?
What's that song what?
The song where it takes all different types to make... What is it?
Blue Mambo Munder 5?
No, it was the Smarty song.
Smarties.
The blue ones and red ones. No? Okay.
Well, it's like Maria. Vanessa.
I really can't remember the song. It's an old song.
But you know what? I kind of see what you mean. I know what you mean too, but... It's weird that you got there.
Disturbed
Marissa? Who's Marissa?
No, remember Mambo No. 5?
Mambo
Tina.
No. 5?
Marissa.
Oh, right. No, I'm talking about how it takes all different types of people to make up the world.
Yeah, well, it's all types of different girls to make up a Mambo No. 5. Ones.
Okay, that's enough now. No. Let's talk about the subject of the week.
Yes.
So, we got from one of our listeners an idea to talk about, and I think it's a pretty good subject. Sloan's not very impressed, but we're going to talk about it anyways, because I'm the host.
I'm in control. Can I just say I love the fact we have listeners?
I know.
I didn't think by episode three we'd have listeners.
I'm so happy we have listeners.
I was not expecting to have listeners by episode three. I'm not even going to lie.
Hey, you know what?
Is it someone we know?
I don't know him. I don't know him.
Oh, but I thought somebody knew him. I'm so excited.
No, it's part of the whole trending network.
Because we hear that.
So basically, since we've been on the trending network, we've had 36 plays.
Oh,
let's
high five the trending network.
Oh.
High five the mics, fuckers.
We all went for a virtual high five, and then she went and smacked her fucking mic.
I had an idea.
Slow. There. But we've high five people, not mics.
I'm high fiving the listeners.
All right, we should do it like this.
Oh, yeah, we're three people.
Oh my god.
That's an accident waiting to happen.
Okay. That we're gonna have to work on that.
Okay,
well,
so
thank you, listener.
Week.
What's his name?
Can listener we... or one listener?
The Mountie.
He's a Mountie. He's a Mountie.
I love how Canadian that is.
He's the Mountie. Jesus, that was loud.
Oh, what are you pulling out of your shirt?
Okay, so I'm putting my necklace in.
Okay, so the Mountie says, why do nice guys always finish last?
I have a very simple answer for that.
Wait,
I believe it's true.
I'm not sure if I believe it's true. So I read this question. I asked him for specifications because that's the person I am. And I said, listen, great question, but tell me, what do you consider being nice, quote unquote? And he said...
What did he say? I actually liked his answers.
I would say gentle, compassionate, sensitive, and vulnerable. I like the vulnerable one.
Ugh. Vulnerable. Yeah, vulnerable, though. I kind of feel like vulnerable is like a...
Sissy.
You should probably stop being vulnerable. Vulnerable? Yeah. I have a hard time saying it. Vulnerable.
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 Orange. Okay, so let's go back to the subject at hand.
Nice guys finish last.
So here's my problem with the subject. Most of the time, I don't know if you guys agree, maybe it's just me, when people say nice guys finish last, it's because you've been friends for a while with this girl and you're interested, but she just doesn't see you that way.
You're in the friend zone.
You're in the friend zone, basically. Yeah. So why do guys end up in the friend zone? Apparently, guys think that girls always end up going for the jerks.
Yes, or
for
I don't believe that's true. Sorry, you go ahead.
No, you go, because my answer is actually super simple.
I mean, I don't believe that's true.
So maybe we should talk about it so that we could just interrupt what you're saying.
Yeah. It's animal instinct. Think about any other animal in the kingdom.
But
the males fight, they're strong. Females always go for the toughest, the bad boys. It's animal instinct to go for the one that can take care of you. And so as soon as a guy kind of shows, I guess, the slightest bit of...
weakness?
Right. I don't want to say weakness. I don't want to say nice is weak at all. But as soon as there's that little bit of that instinct to go for the bad boy.
You know what? Yeah, I actually agree with that a lot. It's not that nice is not good. It's just on the spot, it might not be what we're looking for. It always depends on how old you are too, right? If you're like, you know, 35 or 40, let's settle down.
Right.
You might change the way that you look at things. If you're 20,
you
want the bad boy just simply because you want somebody to take you, right?
Yes.
You don't want
different senses.
You don't want to have to work as hard, you know, like as girls are strong and girls are this and girls are that. But at that moment, you want guys to be in charge
and say,
you know what? It's going to be fine. It's going to be okay.
Yes.
I'll take care of everything.
Yes.
You just relax and, you know, enjoy.
I have
comments about that.
Though. I've never hooked up with bad boys.
Yeah, but
like
think
the guys
when you were in your 20s, not now.
Yeah.
She's not going to see it though. And that's my comment. For everyone listening, the first time I ever met Sloan was our first episode here. I've never met Sloan before this. And the impression I've gone from you from now, you're an extremely positive person. I have to say, I admire that so much. No, you are. You're extremely positive. And I
so
really
never see the...
Right. She always sees the good in people. Like, she even said, she's like, I've dated guys that are none of this and there are still good guys. I think she's just really positive. Like, you really see like the good in people.
She'll get robbed and be like, it's okay.
It's okay. He's a good guy.
He's a good guy. He just needed the money that week.
That's why she's like, I've never dated a bad boy. You probably have. You probably just didn't see it.
Well, if I didn't see it, I guess it's because they weren't all that bad. And to me, I don't go.
See?
But honestly, I would have. I'm not like dumb and naive. Like, I know if someone's being an idiot to me and treating me shit. I don't think it's not that I don't see it because I see it with other people in their relationship that I'm like, man, that guy's troubled. Just like fucking let it go. Like, clearly, he's like, okay, bad boy, but it's not bad boy. That's like bad life. That's like, let that shit go, you know? And I guess what I'm saying is, to me, the bad boy vibe is not something that really compels me. Like, I'm much more on the vibe of someone that's going to be friendly and funny. Like, funny. And usually bad guys aren't funny. They're just fucking douches that do shit. So
let's turn this around.
Just to finish my point.
Yeah, of course.
I kind of hate the fact that he's like, good guys finish last because, you know, they're vulnerable and blah, blah, blah. Non, ça pour moi, c'est métro sexuel. And genre... get your shit together. You can still be a strong human being.
And be nice.
And be a nice guy. You're clearly very emotional and very in touch with your feelings, and that's great for some girls. But I don't need a bad guy, but those qualificatifs, I would definitely not go for.
However, I don't think he meant that he was like that specifically, because I asked him, what's a nice guy? So I don't think he meant him specifically.
Yeah.
But usually that a nice guy would be qualified as gentle, compassionate, sensitive, and vulnerable. Probably not all four.
A guy to be all those things to some level, I guess.
Yeah, not too much.
But not like
balance.
You know, le syndrome de l'homme rose, like you don't want to be that guy that's like...
Like you want to be compassionate and you want to give her, you know, the...
You want to make her feel special every day,
you fine. Want, yeah, you want to give her a voice and you want to give her, make her feel special. But like when it comes to things like... You don't want to be a pushover.
Okay.
Sure. But you don't want to be like a pushover either. Right. Like doing absolutely everything that she wants. Like take decisions and like put your foot down and be a man.
Be a man, yeah.
You know, because sometimes we need that. We need to feel like we're taken care of. And if you're not like, that person,
take control. Yeah. Control being taken there be. That was not a sentence.
I understood though.
I didn't.
Taken there be. It sounded really smart. Yeah. And I understood. So let's go with it.
For guys,
have a few choice words for.
So guys that are stuck in this friend zone with girls that they might like, how do you suggest that they get out of it?
They become date other girls. Fuck off.
No, but clearly if you're in a friend zone with one relationship, you might be in friend zones with other relationships because you don't know how to get out of it, right?
And
so how do you make a first impression with a girl and tell them, hey, I can take care of you, date me instead?
Yeah, but it's not about like, hey, I can take care of you, date me instead. To me, it's, hey, just be yourself with confidence.
Yes. Some people, their confidence levels aren't that high. So for them to talk to you, it would be like, how are you feeling today? Rather than like, hey, how you doing? You know what I mean? So it's like, how do you switch that mindset?
But just there, I would definitely not sleep with the first one and probably would with the second
one. Exactly. But
it's as simple as that. It's only, honestly, go see your shrink and like get your issues fixed.
Ouais, mais,
genre, it's that simple.
On s'entend que c'est pas si simple que ça pour quelqu'un que, that has that system.
No, but there's nothing we can say here that will change them. They need to work on themselves.
Who's them though? The girls or the guys?
The guys.
Okay.
The
guys. So basically, the Mountie, to answer your question, nice guys don't finish last. They just have to, clearly they don't finish last because they're always there anyways. They're always in that relationship. But you just have to change the way that you speak. So show to the girl that you believe in yourself and chances are you'll get her really, really easily.
Or
don't be a pushover.
If that doesn't work,
take her.
And you're like with a friend, start dating other girls with that mindset. And maybe she'll see
that you're not, she got you
hold
wrong.
Hold on. Yeah, you're dating other girls and they look really happy. And oh shit, did I miss the boat here? Yeah.
So it's not that nice guys finish last. It's just that the reason why we date these bad boys, quote unquote, not really, but whatever, is the fact that we feel taken care of by these people. And not that we don't feel taken care of by nice guys, but we feel like you guys are always there. The girl that you're chasing might not be ready for that long-term relationship. She might be just wanting to just have you for that short period of time. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't want to say bad boy though. Let's just say like the confident guy.
But we can still call them bad boys. They know what the listeners know what we mean.
Yeah, but I never dated a bad boy.
So confident guy?
Yeah.
Okay, confident guy.
I just came up with a theory in my mind. Okay, and it has to do with a whole bunch of things everyone's saying. One, I just want to say, I want to hear from these girls that have left their nice guys. I want to know why you left them, what you're thinking. You can change your name. You don't have to admit who you are. I don't know how the social media shit works. Don't have an email address. They can email at us. Yeah. No one will know who they are.
If you don't want to tweet us, you could totally send us an email at hello@allwineaside.com.
Right. Finish last does not mean you don't finish. You said something before that depends what age you're at. Mm-hmm. And you're right. Because the younger you are, the more you want that bad boy. And as you get nicer, you realize how important it is that you have the nice guy. Now, a question for those nice guys who, quote unquote, finish last. Maybe it's not such a bad thing you finish last. Because you finish last.
You finish with the girl.
You finish with the girl. Because the person who's finishing first isn't the one who ends up with the girl.
Good point.
He's just a passing phase in her life. So you know what? Yeah, you might finish last, but guess what? You finish.
Funny that you say that, because when I first initially read this question, that's exactly what I was thinking. That's the truth. You don't want to be one of those bad boys or one of those confident guys, because chances are those guys will last literally months. It's going to be a passing phase, because that's all we care about. We want to get taken by these guys, and then that's it. Once you're over it, you're over it. for nice guys, we stay with you, man.
Yeah.
We stay with you forever.
At the end
so
of the
it's
day.
Like, at the end of the day, we choose you in that moment or in that relationship. Know that if you stay there and you're there for the entire relationship, see that girl, whoever you're chasing, pass all these guys, but you're going to finish with her. So
exactly. Slow and steady.
Because you're there. You've been there the entire time.
Slow
and
steady rinse away. Used a key word before and I wrote it down because as soon as you said it, I was like, yes. And it was ready. We're not ready for those types of guys. And one day we will be. And those are the guys that are going to finish last and they stay.
You have to know your self-worth as well. You have to know who you are and not define yourself through a relationship.
Yes. I actually heard a saying just today that was awesome. Do you remember who you were before society told you who you should be? And it was like, holy fuck. Because I do remember who I was before society got better of me. And it's the same thing for those guys. You're a nice guy. Be a fucking nice guy. Yeah, you're going to finish last. Finish with the girl. Good wine. Good wine.
But you're right. Sorry to cut you off like that, but you're right.
No, I think...
So this, there you go. I think that answers perfectly.
Yeah.
It's a very haha moment. And I think that answers, hopefully, the Mountie nicely. So that was the subject. I think we're...
And if he's not a nice guy, I'm totally available.
That's funny. So we're going to go not move nice on guys. To our drunken station. Well, so our drunken station is basically our Twitter feeds and our Facebook groups, which we are creating.
As we speak.
You send us drunken messages. If you have questions, we reply to you.
I would like to say also, we're encouraging you to message us drunk because we are not going to judge you. The three of us have changed our names, so you guys don't judge us. We are not going to judge you. We want you guys to message us while you're drunk with anything you can't say when you're sober.
And clearly, none of us here is sober.
Exactly. And if you don't want your name mentioned, we won't mention your name.
No. If you want to discuss different subjects that come to your mind, if you're drunk, preferably, that's where all the best ideas come from.
Seriously.
So just tweet us at allwineaside, hashtag allwineaside, or you can send us an email now at hello@allwineaside.com. We are creating a Facebook group for all you drunken people to come and discuss. And it's going to be called The Drunken Station.
Is it really?
Is it?
Are we calling All Wine Aside?
No, or All Wine Aside.
I think it should be called All Wine Aside. We refer to it as The Drunken Station.
That's fine with me.
Because the insiders need to know what it's called.
Well, obviously, we can't just put Drunken Station. People will be like, what's happening? It's going to be All Wine Aside.
Yeah.
Called The Drunken Station, it would be way too popular.
Maybe we should call it that then.
No, we want our insiders to be true insiders. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
These people are an exclusive gloop.
The gloop?
This is our gloop, man.
This is a gloop.
A gloop. It's a group made of glue.
Let me just find where we get our tweets here. How does that work? So we don't have that many tweets because we only have like 3 listeners.
So guys, listen to us.
Yeah, I know.
We're pretty funny.
Mm-mm-mm. So the Mountie, we have that tweet. Show idea. Nice guys finish last. Discuss. Also, Mr. Old School tweeted us, and he said, in quotes, "I'm just a girl. What the fuck?" Listen, Old School. I said it.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Seriously. Yeah, not only did you say it, but the two of us kind of smashed you down on that.
No, but she agreed.
I'm okay with that. I have nothing wrong with that statement. I'm just a girl and I'm okay with that.
I'm not okay with that.
I like thinking that I'm just a girl. I know that I can do everything. And you know what? I'm not going to be shy to say it. I could do a lot of things very fucking well. Like, I know a lot. Yeah. A lot more than most. But I like the fact that I can say, I'm just a girl. I like feeling like I'm taken care of sometimes. A guy wants to go and open my jar and be the strong one. Do it. Open my jar. Like, I'm allowed to say, I could probably, you know what, if I really, really put my mind to it, I could probably find a way to open that jar.
Yeah, seriously.
But I chose not to go distance.
Okay with handing it to a man.
Yeah. Or not figure out this podcast. I chose to go and call a man and say, hey, I know you know this more because you're more interested, do it.
It could have been a girl that knew more.
It could have been, case, there wasn't. I chose to.
Yeah.
If I really put my mind to it, I could have spent hours just figuring it out without nothing at all, but I chose not to.
You're
I'm okay with that.
Right.
Because I know deep down that it doesn't mean
matter.
A girl. It doesn't matter.
Because you excel in other things.
Exactly.
I think women excel in things like...
For me, it upsets me that people think that's upsetting because it's like, it's a choice. I said, I'm just a girl. I'm and allowed to say it.
I don't think you meant it in a bad way.
No, but there is no bad way. You chose to it. You're not going to look at it and be like, oh, I'm just a girl. I can't do it because I'm so teeny tiny. And
no,
I can't
but I've accepted the reality.
And there's things that I can do
exactly,
better than men.
Exactly.
I know. But exactly. The reality of this world is that there are girls that act like, I'm just a girl.
But let them be that way.
No.
Let them be that way.
It's degrading to us women.
But they're
like, fuck, do your shit, man. Like, no, they do nothing. They want to marry rich and, like, fucking be a housewife.
But that's their own problem,
I know. Let's say we'd go to the grocery store, my ex-boyfriend and I would be like, let me carry bags. And be like, no, no, I'm the man. I can't carry bags. And I'm like, fuck you. Je suis capable de charrier des sacs.
Well, see, I would have been like, yeah, do it, bitch.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be one of those women that's like, okay, let me carry my bags because I don't want to hurt myself. And I'm
I would have been like, you do it for me.
Yeah.
You fucking whore.
No, to me, it was like, fuck, I was single before you came along and I was able to do all this shit. Like, why do you have to?
We have all three different opinions and I love that.
Apparently this table's too big. 1, 2, 3, go!
We're just really not coordinated.
Okay, can we get to the second tweet? Because it took us like 45 minutes to get here.
We have a second tweet?
Yeah, that's
it. I was taking so long on the first one because I didn't think we had a second one.
That's it. We only have one more. Shit out. So, the Mountie.
Again?
Yeah, the Mountie.
Jeez, the Mountie has stuff to say.
Let's high five this guy.
Oh, again.
That's how I high five listeners. I high five my mic.
Okay, so he said, all wine aside, too many fucking letters.
I love it.
Hashtag plans. I've got A, I tapped that, and B, I tapped that after a few beers.
Once again, I said it last episode, and I'm going to say it again. We need to fucking patent this plan thing. This plan A, B, C, and you need to patent this. Put it in a book. Do something. This is yours.
I kind of like that, though. That's very funny. Thank you, Mountie boy. Again, if you're cute... I just gave you the gun and wink.
You know what that means.
Hey, the Mountie, listen. Yeah, too many fucking letters. But you know, women, we're a little complicated, so...
A little complicated?
You have two plans, we have four.
It's we like, are a lot complicated.
No, but... Default.
See, but for him, there's like the plan A that he fucks and then plan B that he fucks later, which is very funny. I love it. But for us, it's like every man in society fits in one of those categories.
Right.
That's the thing. He's only taking the ones that he would sleep with.
Right.
Whereas my plan D is like, I never sleep with a plan D.
Yeah. What about the girls that you don't want to sleep with, man? Where do they go? You have to have a plan C.
You have to have, it's true. There has to be a plan C. There has to be a... Je ne touche pas.
Ah, I like that. Je ne touche pas category.
Yeah, there you go.
Even us, your plan D is a je ne touche pas.
That's it.
So
right?
It's
if I sleep with a plan D,
je ne touche
like,
pas, sauf si. Sauf si, j'ai plus rien.
No, but to me, C is more like I have nothing and I want to have sex like desperately, and then plan
which
D
never
is,
happens for me.
No, and a plan D to me is like the guy that because you're so fucking prude. What is that laugh? Seriously, that's like a witch.
We need that laugh as like a sound effect. It's like the count. One.
Oh, that's Sesame Street. You would never sleep with them unless you're like so drunk out of your mind that you don't even realize what's happening. And it's like the one that you really regret the next day if it happens.
And that's what, plan C or D?
D.
So it's basically when you think that you don't sleep with them.
Basically, it's when you think you're going to bed with a 10, but you wake up with a 2.
In guy terms, only guy's problem. Yeah,
in guy terms,
that was only guy's problem.
So that's our show.
Are we out of segments?
We are so out of segments. We are way past our.
Where's
segments.
Our outro?
I'm gonna say it right now.
Okay.
If you would like to send us more tweets, please do because we're lonely. At hashtag all wine aside, or you could just tweet us at all wine aside.
We would also like to hashtag cheers to that. Hashtag
tabarnak.
That.
Cheers to that, tabarnak.
Hashtag tabarnak. What?
We should hashtag drunken station. Let's
drunken
see if it's available.
Station. That's the hashtag we have to start. See if that's been taken.
Okay. For sure, no. Like, who would have taken that? There's no way.
Oh, shit. There's nothing.
Oh, we're original.
Okay. So original. If you would like to send us a question or send us just drunken tweets, man, just do it. We want to talk to you.
Okay. You know those people that don't want to get your drunken text? We aren't them.
We aren't them.
We want your drunken texts.
We want all your drunken texts.
And so, even if you hate us, you can still tweet us.
Yeah, man. Just tell us you hate us while you're drunk, though. So
we don't judge.
Hashtag drunken station. Drunken. If you're coming out of a bar and you thought of a super interesting, amazing story, we want
to
hear it.
And we'll try to decrypt what you're saying through the autocorrect.
That's right. That's
we
right.
feel like we know that line between drunk and sober, and we can deal with it.
Exactly. And we know the language.
So you do that. If you have a longer story or a longer letter that you need to write us, well, there's always the email at hello@allwineaside.com, and we will set up our Facebook page very shortly, probably after this podcast, so that you guys can just discuss your drunken texts together.
Amazing. Amazing.
So that's our show. So have a great week, guys.
Stay sexy, Montreal.
Yeah,
yeah. Yay. Do we chin?
Yes.
Salud.
For once, we still have wine in our glasses.
Not for long, bitches.